Good morning, church. All right. Are we ready to sing?
Yes.
Let's get to the business of being in church here this morning. Let's praise the Lord. Let's stand as we open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we can get here safely and that we have songs to sing here this morning. And that we didn't sing all the good songs last week, but we have more to sing this week. And Father, we just ask for the same thing that we asked for last week, that you would just meet us here. As we come to you in the way that you want us to come to you, in spirit and in truth, that you will meet us here once again with your Holy Spirit. And we thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen. Is a sermon in of itself, is it not?
Amen.
A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark that never fails. And then at the end of verse 3, it says, talks about, you know, the devil. And it says, one little word shall fell him.
Amen.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Satan himself will be forced to do that. That word above all earthly powers, that's the name of Jesus, a mighty fortress is our God. That was written by Martin Luther. And he was talking about martyrdom at the end of that song because it was a very real thing in his day to be burned at the stake even. We don't face that today. At least not in this country. But you know what? It's going to come probably down the pipe at some point. Maybe not burnings, but Revelation talks about beheadings, right? And it talks about that, you know, there will be martyrs for the faith. All right. Crown him with many crowns.
Thank you, Jesus.
And sometimes confusing. At the end of verse 3, it says, Jesus, who died eternal life to bring, and lives that death may die. Reading the Bible, we can understand that. But an unsaved, a natural person sits there and looks at that and goes, that just doesn't even make sense. He died to bring eternal life, and he lives that death may die? But when you read the Bible and you understand it and you say, yep, that's 100% true. Amen to that. Crown him with many crowns. Lord Jesus, Lord.
Amen.
Sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. How his kindness yet pursues me, mortal tongue can never tell. Hold in flesh till death shall lose me, I cannot proclaim it well. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. Oh, shall see thy lovely face, clothed and in blood washed in it. How I'll sing thy sovereign grace. Come, my Lord, no longer tear me. Take my ransomed soul away. Send thine angels now to carry me to realms of endless day.
Praise God.
Indeed. Come, thou fount of every blessing.
Hallelujah, 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 and we lift our hearts before.
Thank you, Lord.
Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. And He shall lift you up higher and higher, and He shall lift you up. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up higher and higher, and He shall lift you up. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. To heaven, and He shall lift you up higher and higher, and He shall lift you up.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
There was like 10 verses to this song. It's so good. All of them are good. He wrote Isaac Watts. He's the guy who wrote this and wrote the words and the melody, I guess. I wish there was some more to sing to that. I sing the mighty power of God.
Amen.
Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter, and He sets me free. Jesus broke all my fetters. 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 For he sets me free. I will shout hallelujah. I will shout hallelujah. I will shout hallelujah. For he sets me free. Jesus broke all my fetters. Jesus broke all my fetters. Jesus broke all my fetters. For he sets me free. I will shout hallelujah. I will shout hallelujah. I will shout hallelujah. For he sets me free.
And are you saying so?
Amen.
Lord, hallelujah, 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 right? Jesus broke all my fetters. Are you living set free? Hallelujah. You guys sleepy? Hallelujah. Jesus broke all of our fetters. Name above all names, too.
Jesus, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word, Emmanuel.
Thank you.
Love the Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Oh, let the high praises of God be in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Let us bless the Lord at all times and His praise be continually in our mouth. Let us give praises to Him that called us out of the darkness into His marvelous light. And it's wonderful, Lord, it's a delight to sing praises unto Thy name, O Thou Most High. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, let us humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift us up. Humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. Hallelujah. The Bible says, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Hallelujah. Lord, you mean what you say, and you say what you mean. Oh, hallelujah. Awake, thou that sleepeth, and rise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fool, but as wise, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. And be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Understanding what the will of the Lord is. And we thank you and praise you today, O Lord. And knowing the time, and now is the high time, to awake out of our sleep, for our salvation is nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Oh, let us work honestly as in the day, not in rioting, or drunkenness, or chambering, or wantonness, or envy, or strife. But let us put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Thank you, Lord, for the word that you've given us. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. We praise you, Lord. We want to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know, our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Our labor is not in vain in the Lord. And we thank you today for doing a deep work in each and every one of us today. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for moving mightily in the midst of us. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we're not going to live the same as we came. Thank you for doing a deep work. And we thank you, Lord, for using us and sending us. Oh, Lord, we answer the call. Here we, Lord, use us, send us. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for touching everyone that gives a testimony. Touch Thomas as he gives the invitation. Let the anointing be upon each and every person. Let your name be glorified. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, as the pastor will bring the message to us, we pray for the anointing. You give him the freedom to preach. Oh, and let the word come out with power. And we thank you, Lord, that your name be glorified with the message. And we thank you, and it will touch our hearts today. Oh, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, hallelujah. And as we are about to receive this offering, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing the finances of this church. Oh, we thank you for taking this offering and make it multiply. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for providing 100-fold. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you are the God that shall supply all our needs. And we can never outgive you. Oh, we can never, oh Lord, give more than you can give us. And we thank you and praise you today for a mighty victory in this body. And God is able to make all grace abound on you, that you may have always all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And we, Lord, we give you all the praise, we give you all the glory and all the honor, and pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
good morning. I'm going to have testimony time. I got a quick testimony. And I actually shared this yesterday with some people. I'm going to read this scripture. It's 1 Timothy 4, 1 and 2. It says, "Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." So, I met this lady who told me about some stuff that her son was looking at. And so I picked it up on the internet and I watched it. And it started out pretty true. I mean, there's a lot of truth in it. And it was talking about our monetary system, our government system, and stuff like that. Anyway, it ended in secular humanism and talking about basically to the need to disband all religion, you know. And anyway, and then it talked about how so much killing has been done in the name of religion, which is true. But and prior to this, you know, God had been speaking to me how important it is to stay focused on where you're going and what you're doing in your life on this earth, because you don't want to finish your life staring at the boob tube. That's what I think, you know what I mean? You want to finish your life pushing in God's kingdom. So, anyway, I thought just watching that a little bit, what it does, it casts a little doubt, you know what I mean? And so you might say to yourself, and I'm pretty solid in what I believe, but you might say to yourself, well, could you be sucked up into that? You know, and if you're not very strong in what you believe, and if you don't take authority over the enemy, then you could be very easily sucked up into that. Because it says right here, seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. So behind these teachings are very seducing spirits. And we got to constantly be on the offensive there. So, you know, I had to stop, pray in the name of Jesus. I bind every demon that's trying to sway my mind and move me, right? Because the bottom line is, really, if it doesn't line up with this word, it's a counterfeit. So, anyway, that was one of the things I went through this week. You know, you're always going through something week after week, just like everybody. So, and I think I told you about last week how this one insurance agent of mine said, when it came to my software, because I totally lost the ability to get into my company file for about 12, 14 days. By Monday and Tuesday, I was starting to come a little unraveled, you know, because when you're dealing with big computer manufacturers or software manufacturers, they don't return your call. They send you an email when they feel like it. And so I was starting to feel like I was in the dark. But by Thursday, I got an email saying, we fixed your problem, and you just got to download this file. But I had said to you last week in my testimony, my insurance agent said, well, you know it's going to get worse before it gets better, right? And I told him, I'm not receiving that. You remember that? And so I didn't receive it. You know what? We got our file downloaded. We installed the latest version, which doesn't seem a whole lot different from the version I had. Would it cost me $350? But we got it installed. Everything's back running, and we're able to operate. I believe the devil tried to trip me up there for a little while. He's always trying to do that. Okay. Do we have any testimonies this morning? Natalia. Natalia's never shy. She got her hand up first.
Thank you.
It was Papa's birthday last week.
It was? Okay, happy birthday to me. Okay. So then,
because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth.
Amen.
Lord, I lift your name up high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name up high.
Lord,
I lift your name up high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt's to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name up high.
You came
from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt's to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name up high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way. From the earth to the cross, my debt's to pay. From the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name up high.
Lord,
I lift your name up high. Lord, I lift your name up high. Lord, I lift your name up high.
Amen.
Amen.
precious little angel, thank God for her, that she tries to do it in two languages. One language, is, of course, is very dear to myself and to anyone born of that origin. You have to understand that this is a true testimony. When I was growing up, I was under the impression that God only spoke and listened to Russian-talking people. It's hard to believe, but anyway, I was born in Iran, where I had to learn Iranian and Russian, and so every Sunday, of course, we only praised God in Russian language, so I figured God only speaks Russian. And then a few years later, we moved to Israel, and we learned Hebrew. And again, for some strange reason, we just praised God in Russian. So I caught on that, well, God only speaks Russian. And then when we came to America, we learned English. And would you believe, again, God only, I mean, we only worship God in Russian. So I embedded in my mind that I'll be serving God in Russian until a few years ago we came to Resurrection Church, and God blessed us. We could worship Him in English, and I'm grateful for that. Amen.
Okay, you can handle that, Pastor John, when you handle the birthdays. Okay. Any more testimonies? Lois?
Hi. I wasn't going to give this because it seems so simple, but the Lord said that nothing He does is simple, and so I better do it. And I don't know how it might touch somebody's faith, but it's worth anything the Lord tells you to do, you do it. This week I was cooking breakfast one day because I had time to do that, and for some reason I got my eggs out, and I wanted to keep the box symmetrical, so I wanted to take one out at each end, and they were the wrong size, so I moved them a little bit, and my hand caught the one egg on my hand somehow, and it rolled right out and on the floor. Well, you know how you feel when that happens. And you look at that egg and you think, oh, how am I going to pick you up? Anyway, I proceeded to clean it up and thought, okay, that's enough problems this morning. Now the rest of the day should go good. So I opened the refrigerator, and I had put my raw milk in a sterilized jar. So because it was in plastic, and I'd rather have it in glass. So anyway, it was sitting right on the front of the shelf in the refrigerator. And I reached behind it to get something, and wouldn't you know, I must have touched it, and it went flying out of the refrigerator and on the floor, right on the top of it. It went upside down like that, and it hit so hard, that's a cement floor under that linoleum, it hit so hard that it made the loudest noise you ever heard. I was just, I could not believe the noise that thing made. And I expected to see it shattered in a million pieces, because every other thing I drop on that floor shatters in a million pieces. So I looked at it. I thought, well, I better put some paper towels around it, because when I pick it up, it's going to go everywhere. And because it was still in there, it wasn't running out. So I picked it up, and it still didn't run out. And I set it down, opened the lid to see how many broken pieces were going to fall into the milk. And it was perfectly intact. And I just stood there in amazement. I said, Father, thank you. what a wonderful miracle. That was so sweet of you to do that when I just cleaned up that egg, and now you let me preserve my raw milk that's, you know, pretty expensive. And besides, it's a nuisance to go get more. But it was more than that. It was as I just thanked the Lord and praised Him and just really thanked Him, because that was such a wonderful thing to do for me. he just spoke to my heart and said, is anything too hard for me? So all the other things, you know, I'm helping a lot of people with some prayer and counseling and trying to encourage them and so forth. And a lot of them are full of fear, and a lot of them are not really putting all their faith in God. And he said, all of these things can be solved by turning to me, by looking to me, asking me. It doesn't matter how small a thing it is, but keep focused on me. So that was my lesson.
Okay, thank you, Lois. Any more testimonies? Okay, Pastor Don. Oh, wait, Irene? No, go ahead.
I remember. Okay. The reason I want to share this is because I heard that everybody goes through different situations and they have to deal with different things. And I realize that even in the middle of that, there is a place that we can run to. And it kind of lets us kind of get away from all that and get into the peace of God. So this is a song, but I'm not going to sing it. I'm going to kind of say it. And this is what it is. It says, I have found myself a hiding place. I have found myself a secret place. In the shelter of my Father's love, in the safety of my Savior's arms. And I will run. I will run to this secret place. Call me even closer to seek your face. I will run, I will run to that secret place. I have found myself a secret place. I have found myself this hiding space. It's in the refuge of my Father's love. Because my Father's love is there and the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ. And no matter what fear is around me, no matter what winds would like to take me, nothing will ever move me because my secret place is already found. And that goes with Psalms 91 that says, he who dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say, he is my Lord, my God, and in him I will trust. So that goes there. In the middle of all those things, we can always find that place, that secret space with him. Amen?
Okay. Any more testimonies? Pastor John.
Praise the Lord and good morning. Amen. Well, I'm going to ask the sound booth people there if they can relieve Brother Ken West. And Yuri, I need you over here. Praise the Lord, Brother Kenny. Normally you are back there in the sound booth, and this is a man right now today is running the camera.
Yep.
Now, a week ago, was about Friday last week,
yes,
or earlier, you had a stroke. Come a little bit closer here. Can you explain to us what happened to you inside?
Just felt disoriented, and I lost use of my the hands. And that's about it.
And so you were just sitting there, and I came up to you and I said that you probably had a stroke, you need to have some help.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you went to the hospital.
Yes.
And what did they do at the hospital with you? Did they just have you there?
Basically, they're just watching it and monitoring it.
So they asked you who the president was, and you...
Oh, yeah, I told him I didn't like him.
But you didn't know his name.
No.
So there was something that happened in you. There's no doubt there had been a stroke.
No doubt.
And then Sunday night, you were released.
Yes.
And you drove your car home yourself.
Yeah.
And Monday you showed up for work.
That's right.
And how are you feeling now?
Feeling good.
Really good.
Yeah.
And you're back and you're doing all your things.
I don't think I'm making enough money, but I'm doing good.
What I want to share is this with you all, that we prayed here last week. We prayed when we got word about you. And now you went to the doctor Monday, and they said, what did they say about they couldn't find anything in you?
Oh, this Monday?
Last Monday.
Yeah. The doctor just looked everything over, all the records from down there, different location. And he couldn't find anything. Well, he just kept me on medication, whatever.
So whatever had happened to you, God fixed it.
Yes.
Now, we're going to do something special here. So Vasily, come on up here too, since you were a birthday child. Come on up here. And the reason I want to do this at a prayer time is we want to thank God and bless him. But, you know, the devil didn't want you to have another birthday.
Well, he's tried that a couple of times.
But you had a heart operation last year.
Yes.
And you come through that?
Yes, I did. I'd like to thank everybody for the prayers.
All right. So how many more birthdays are you going to have? You're going to go by 120, right? So you got about half left.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Vasily, we happen to have you have a birthday, too. You're getting close to my age.
I'm 2 years behind you, sir.
Well, let's stand and sing happy birthday to them and praising God for them. I don't know. Say the name. Hey,
Peter has birthday.
Who?
Your brother.
My brother. That's on the 15th of March.
Oh, is it?
You may be seated. Okay. Well, we only have 30 days. That's not too bad. Well, praise the Lord. I'm glad you're here today. You're praising God for everything. And we got some prayer requests here today we're going to do. And I want to read first an email here that came in from Germany. And this is a couple that lives in Germany. And when they saw that we were praying for people here that were sick, they decided that they wanted to have prayer themselves. So they also watch your live broadcast. So they're watching us right now in Germany. And I want to say actually good evening, Uli and Edeltraud. It's evening there now, their time. So they saw our worship time, and they wanted to pray that we prayed for people. They now have asked us for prayer on behalf of their husband's mother, an elderly woman who is also saved. For some time now, she's been badly tormented by incredible pain in her leg. Up until now, they don't know what it is. She is now in the hospital for tests. She's also very weakened. They ask if you could please pray for her, and her name is Anna Muller, or Mueller. And please pray for total recovery, health, and strength that she might be a testimony for God's intervention. So we're going to pray for Anna Muller. And then I want to share some things with you. We want to pray for, continue to come against the demonic force of the destroyer, and that has been plaguing our church for some time. We want to come against all violence, anger, destruction, suspicion, selfishness, death, and sickness. We want to come against that today. On our webcast, we haven't had too much moving. We still owe $10,500 to retire the debt, so we need to pray for that. We did pray for rain last week in California. We didn't get a whole lot, so we want to pray again that God really pours it on. And then also we need to pray for the finances for our ministry. So at this time, let's come and be in coming prayer here, and we take our positions. Yes. So I'm going to have you. I'm going to have you pray for that.
You want to talk about it?
This is a prayer request here we have from Newfoundland. This is in Canada, and this man's family was destroyed as a young child. They were destroyed by incest, child rape, and abuse of every kind in a small town of 2,500 people. And the Supreme Court judges, politicians, and RCMP are involved in a position of conflict of interest. And so we need to pray for this situation here in Newfoundland as they're going to go to court. So we're going to have Thomas pray for that. Now I'm going to ask, normally we have elders and deacons, I got some here. We need to pray to come against abortion. So have you got anyone in the congregation that would like to come and pray against abortion? Raise a hand. Anyone that would like to pray for that?
Lois.
Okay, well I had something else for you, but that's okay. I'll try to get someone in the congregation to respond. Okay, we need to pray for oil and gasoline prices to stay low. I'm just going to assign this. Vasily, this is yours. And then we need to pray for God to protect his obedient people from losing their jobs. Who would like to pray for that? For people, for godly people not to lose their jobs.
Look, if nobody's doing it, I'll do it, okay?
Okay, come on up here.
Why should I be afraid, huh?
That's right. Okay.
When you're done, I'm going to mention something.
Sure. We got a prayer request here from Renee Deaton, requested prayer for a child about 6 years old to be healed of cancer. Doctors do not give a good report. She needs a complete healing, the family's prayer and support as well. The girl's name is Lila. So I'm going to ask Sister Joanne if you pray for this. And then we have pray for Deborah George for wisdom and guidance about selling a home and buying an RV and leaving her adult children who at the present time refusing old counsel and help from Deborah. Pray for her to be strengthened with might by God's Spirit and in the man so that she might walk in a victory over the enemy. And I'm going to give this to Carol. So you come on up here and you pray for this. Okay, Thomas then.
Okay, Javier, did you want to say something about your wife's cousin? Explain what's going on with her. Come on up here.
My wife's cousin, she lives in Mexico, my country. Like 4 months ago, she has a surgery in his brain. Because supposed to be she has I don't know exactly what happened with her, but now she has a cancer in her brain, and her condition that's really really sick. She's very very sick, and the doctor says so. All we can do, like I think, is a pray, because she is sick, and I wanna pray for her healthy because I told to my family wife. her cousins, her uncles. And I say, well, only God, he can do something. Nobody else, only God. We need to pray for her, and I want to pray for her.
Okay. Praise well, God. Let's start praying now. So you go ahead and pray that. You pray out for your, this lady then. Go ahead and pray.
Okay, Father, only you and your son, Jesus Christ, only you can do something for her. Please, God. So I want her. Her name is Leticia. I want her be healthy because she's really, really younger, only 30, 35 years old. And so I want to see her healthy again. And in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. But Thomas, would you go and pray for that?
Father God, also I want to lift up this Leticia, this relative of Javier's wife. And we thank you, Father, that somehow, some way, you can send one of your people to give her the gospel and to lay hands on her and pray over her. But more than anything, that she can hear the gospel in that country that's steeped in Catholicism. So we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And then I want to lift up this man who sent in the report or the email about incest and all the garbage in his family. And it seems like maybe some people that are in power or in the government or in the police force, I don't know all the details, Lord, but you know the details. And you know how Satan enters into homes and has his way and takes over the minds of people and ritual abuse and you name it, all the garbage that he likes to put out takes over. So, first of all, Lord, we want to pray that justice will be served in Newfoundland, in the country of Canada, for this man. And everybody that's trying to sweep it under the rug will be, the light will be shown upon them, Lord. It's like many pastors in America that have went down the wrong road, Lord. You allowed the light to be shined on them, and their sin was not able to be hidden. And so we're asking for that same kind of revelation there in that country. And then, Father, we thank you for healing in the heart and the soul of the damaged individual. And we know, Lord, that there is healing in the name of Jesus, and there's healing of the soul, healing of the body, restoration, and then there's new life that can, and a person can leave the past in the past and walk on with Jesus. So we thank you for that, for this individual. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Heavenly Father, please forgive me for any unforgiveness in my heart. Heavenly Father, and I receive your forgiveness. Heavenly Father, you are aware of our situation in this country, in this world, about the greed that the middleman or whoever's pulling all the high prices on gasoline, it is paralyzing this nation as this country is evolved on wheels. And the economy, it's paralyzing our economy and putting a lot of people out of work. Heavenly Father, only you have the power and the authority to restrict these greedy people who are trying to sabotage this nation and these good Christian people. Heavenly Father, we lift you up and we ask you for your mercy in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we bring this woman before you, Deborah George. She has suffered many years at the hands of the devil and the enemy, and she has been tormented, and she has lived in sorrow. And right now, we just ask you, Father, to break through all that and cause things to work together for good. And what the devil meant for harm, we ask that you would, Lord, turn it around and mean it for good and show that in her life for your glory. We ask that you would give her wisdom about her living situation and moving, and that you would give her the ability by the Holy Spirit to walk in victory over all these issues. We thank you in Jesus' name.
Dear Father God, we ask in these difficult economic times that you help the obedient people of yours to keep their jobs. What can I say? I've got a job right now, and these are harder economic times. And yes, I have a pension, and I don't know quite what to do. We have the increasing global banking system upon us, a monster in itself. So I ask that perhaps that we become more enlightened here in this church, and we can begin to preach your word. And your word is somewhat political in that it tells us how to guide our lives and our economic system. We were founded as one nation under God and under his economic system. That is real money. So we can clean all of this up by simply turning to you. So again, as I said in the beginning, I ask that those that are obedient to you, as I am, and I want to be ever increasingly so, to retain our jobs. I think we are some of the finest employees. If we can serve you with our whole hearts, then surely we can serve our employers with our whole hearts. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we come before you with this request for Layla. She's 6 years old. She has cancer. And we ask that we don't know if the family is saved or if she's saved, but we pray for salvation for the family, if they're not, and for the little girl. And if this cancer be a 10 generation past, the thing that follows down in the family, we forbid that cancer to stay on this child. We would like her to be totally, completely healed, Father God, as quickly as possible. Let there be no tarrying.
Amen.
And we thank you that her family will pray, if they can find out what the spiritual root is, have them pray it off. She's fairly young, so she may not have what I would think. But we thank you and praise you, Father God, for saving this girl's life and making her a Christian woman. Let her become a woman in Jesus Christ. And we thank you and praise you, Father God, that we're going to get a good report, and we support that family with prayer and pray that we can hear things more about them from Sister Renee Deaton, who's taken the time to call in or write in to us. We thank you and praise you, Father, that this child needs a chance to live a life for you.
Yes.
She's in church. If Renee knows her, she's in church.
Yes.
And we thank you and praise you, Father God, for total victory for Layla. In Jesus' name.
Father God, I lift up this whole subject of abortion to you, Lord God. We know that your heart is bleeding itself. Your heart is hurting because of this horrible wound in America. And it's an open wound, and it's bleeding. And until that wound is closed, this nation can't rise again. Father God, we come against that spirit of abortion, of murdering babies,
yes,
in the name of Jesus. And we command that spirit to get out of this nation in the name of Jesus. And every archon and every devil leader over the spirit world of this country, take notice, because God Almighty is going to remove this wound from America.
Yes.
And it may be that a lot of us will die in the process, but then that's the way it's going to be. We have to stop this terrible thing. We have to stop murdering our next generation. We have to stop and remember that God told Adam and Eve to replenish the earth, to multiply. He never said kill off your children. murder your children. And we come against every politician that is pushing this, and against Obama, who's an illegal alien himself and a citizen of another nation, not even a citizen of the United States. And he's put in the position of president, which is illegal and unlawful. And we come against that. And we ask, Lord, that you expose all of these things. Amen. And bring down these people that are so rich and powerful with their money and their stolen funds, that they have bled this nation to raise themselves up to be able to do more and more evil. And Father God, I know what I'm talking about, because I even aborted my own babies before this ever came out, before when it was still illegal. And God, you know that you have forgiven me, and I thank you for that. But what people need to know is you also allowed my three sons to be murdered, each one of them. And that was a direct result of my disobedience when I had promised not to do another one. Father God, you have all my children. You came to me and you took them. You said you have them. And that was my fear, because I wanted to go to hell instead of them. And you said you have my children. Father, that meant all of them, the three that I raised and the three or four that I murdered. Father, I know your wonderful forgiveness. And I want other people to know there is a price to pay when you do these things that are an offense to God. You're offending him right in his face, and God is not going to tolerate it. He told me, I'll have to take one of your children and choose which one. And I said, I can't. And so they're all gone, but they're with him now. And I just had to live with it. But I want to warn you people, you do that, and there is a price to pay, and it's a dear price. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we go to Germany right now. We pray for Anna Müller. And Father, she's in the hospital. We do not know the city or whatever is that, but you know it. And I command right now that every demonic force of sickness that has struck this woman and hold her down in sickness and in pain, in the name of Jesus, loose her right now. Have you command those demonic spirits to be bound, chained, and taken to prison, where they shall burn crisp unto the day of judgment and a lake of fire for them. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for your Holy Spirit coming down upon her right now. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord, that you would heal her mightily, that she'd be in to shout and praise you, Lord. There'll be a testimony to the medical doctors and to her family what God can do when God's people are praying. Yes. And we thank you right now for touching them, and thank you, Father God, for also for touching Oli and Edo Taud, that, Father God, you will bless them. Give them everything they need, Lord, and we thank you for a couple that are on fire for you, that are leading people to Christ, teaching the Word of God in Germany. And we thank you, Father, for the privilege of having seen them, but to know them via the Internet. And we praise you for that now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord. And Father God, we want to pray for our webcast right now. Lord, you know we need $10,500, and we thank you, Lord, that someplace on this earth right now, somebody will write the check for that, Lord, and help us with that. And we pray right now, Father, for our finances in the church, that you would minister to us. We thank you right now that you will give us everything we need. And, Lord, we need rain. We need rain badly here in California. Father God, we don't deserve it, but we ask for your mercy. Yes. And we ask you right now, Lord, there are more than 10 righteous people in California. And we ask you, Father God, for your holy angels to begin to move, to churn up the oceans, to suck up the moisture, and to bring it in, Lord, and to fill our reservoirs. And we give you great thanks and praise and worship right now in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Okay, let's have the outlines handed out.